On a hot June day at Town Neck Beach, one of the first perfect beach days of the year, you'd never know something is wrong, unless you know what to look for.
If you look offshore, you're going to see rock structures that are perpendicular to shore. The fact that they're even there indicates that at some point, someone said, wow, this beach is eroding more severely than we want it to. How can we stop that erosion?
Kirk Bosma is a coastal engineer with the Woods Hole Group, and he's been working with the town of Sandwich on the erosion problem at this beach for 20 years.
If you look down the shoreline, you'll see a number of human attempts to kind of stem some of the erosion.
And this is not just typical Cape Cod beach erosion we're talking about.
Everybody has the erosion problem. Everybody has the sea level rise problem. Everybody has the storm problem. But no one has the loss of sand source that we do.
Dave DeConto is the Natural Resources Director in Sandwich. And what he means by loss of sand source is that the long rock jetties that were built to keep sand from filling in the canal also keep sand from getting to Town Neck.
This beach system, Town Neck Beach, has been starved from sediment since the canal was put in, which has been over 100 years now.
Meanwhile, Bosma says, the beach on the far side of the canal, Scusset Beach, is growing big time. So what Sandwich wants to do is dredge that extra sand from Scusset Beach, transport it across the canal, and deposit it on Town Neck.
Kind of helping Mother Nature along, so to speak, in the process.
And then, effectively, completely rebuild the dunes and dramatically widen the beach at Town Neck to make the whole system more resilient. They have the plan and most of the permits, which is no small thing, but
it's going to come down to the funding and how we're going to make the funding come together.
Because this is an expensive proposition, somewhere along the lines of $10 million, which is a lot of money for a small town. So what Sandwich is hoping for and pushing for is for the federal government to take responsibility for creating the problem in the first place and pay to fix it.
The problems aren't that technically challenging.
Mike Riccio is with the Army Corps of Engineers, and he's in charge of the study that's underway right now that will determine, officially, what everybody already seems to know, that the jetties are at least part of the problem, and then what to do about it.
It's more a matter of how do we make the country's dollars go the farthest in order to maximize this project. And that's more of a policy and economics thing than it is a coastal engineering thing.
It's already been more than 10 years since Sandwich first asked the Army Corps to do this study. And Dave DeConto, the Natural Resources Director, is worried that Sandwich could run out of time.
We don't have 3 to 4 years left with this dune system the way it is now.
The best place to really see what's at stake in Sandwich if the dunes at Town Neck were to wash away completely is not actually right on the beach, but back behind it.
So what I want you to really look at here is the dune system, the beach in front, and the marsh behind is known as the barrier beach system. And they're very, very important because the dunes there and the marsh protect all the uplands from town.
Everything is connected, DeConto says. The beach protects the dunes protect the marsh. So if the dunes were to disappear,
and we had water coming over every single high tide and filling this up, this would become Sandwich Harbor, not Sandwich Estuary.
And without the dunes, he says, much of downtown Sandwich, including the fire station, the police station, and so many businesses and homes, would be at much greater risk of flooding.
And if that went, how much money would it take to rebuild downtown Sandwich? $500 million? $700 million? A billion? I don't know how you put your finger on all that.
And that, DeConto says, is really what they're talking about, and why it's worth spending $10 million to rebuild a beach, to protect everything else that's already been built behind it. For WCAI, I'm Samantha Fields in Sandwich.